T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Temperatures are mild now, but there is an early shot of winter headed our way. KRLD meteorologist Dan Brunoff says a cold front will move through late in the weekend, and it's not just the temperatures we'll have to deal with.
During the day Wednesday, Dallas-Fort Worth, you might see a little bit of some sleet and a burst of snow, cold rain to the east.
Dan says we may not get above 40 degrees on Tuesday. Get the latest on the forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. In Everman, the community is gathering to honor Officer Alex Arango, who died this morning after he was hospitalized with COVID-19. The update from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Officer Arango was a 27-year veteran of the Everman Police Department. He contracted COVID-19 while on duty and had been in intensive care for a week before being placed on a ventilator. Crowds of people are gathering in the parking lot of Harris Methodist Hospital Southwest in Fort Worth to honor Arango and to mourn. Members of Arango's family are among the crowds at the hospital. Yesterday, they released a statement thanking the community for its love and support. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The two airlines based in North Texas today report a combined loss of $3.5 billion in the third quarter in what should have been a strong period if not for the pandemic. Fort Worth-based American lost $2.4 billion. Dallas-based Southwest reported a loss of $1.16 billion in a period that includes most of the summer vacation season. Compared to last year, revenues for American were down 73%, 68% at Southwest. By the way, it was the biggest quarterly loss ever for Southwest Airlines, but CEO Gary Kelly says he remains optimistic.
It's not getting worse. It's getting better. We saw progress throughout the third quarter. Most notably, you know, we cut our cash burn in half compared to where we were in the second quarter. We're looking at improved revenues yet again in the fourth quarter compared to third. You know, I'm hopeful that the $1.2 billion is the low point, and we'll just continue to get better from there.
Kelly says he does have a plan to lead Southwest back. You can hear more of Gary Kelly's interview and David Johnson's CEO Spotlight this evening at 6:20 on KRLD. A tough sentence for a Garland drug dealer who crossed the line several times, even once, while out on bond.
A federal judge in Plano has sentenced 40-year-old Michael Miranda to 25 years in federal prison for dealing in meth. Miranda admitted to stepping over the line on several occasions, going beyond what a typical dealer would do. In January of last year, Miranda secretly got into a hospital and met with a client who was already being treated for an overdose. He injected heroin into the woman's IV, sending her into another overdose. The hospital staff was able to save her. Miranda was arrested, but while out on bond, he sold more meth, this time to Brett Binion of Denton. The lethal cocktail of meth, heroin, and methadone killed Binion, but it still took an undercover drug buy to get enough evidence to bust Binion. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's been another setback for the family of a murdered Dallas attorney. An appeals court says the Dallas Police Department and the Dallas County Medical Examiner do not have to turn over records concerning their investigation into the death of Ira Tobolowsky. The lawyer was killed in his North Dallas garage more than 4 years ago. The family became frustrated at the lack of an arrest and tried to conduct its own investigation. A trial judge ruled the family is entitled to look at the records for a civil suit, but an appeals court overturned that decision. The man who led the Dallas Mavericks to their only NBA championship joins volunteers at a mobile food pantry in South Dallas.
The North Texas Food Bank has held more than 200 mobile pantries since the pandemic started. Today, Dirk Nowitzki was loading boxes into cars. He says he's glad to join volunteers.
There's great resiliency. In tough times, people come together and try to help other people out, and that's what life's all about.
One woman waiting as he loaded boxes in said he's taller than she expected.
That was really nice that he's here for the community, that he cares, so it's really nice of him, especially now that he's retired.
Volunteers are using no-touch delivery, having recipients open their trunk to load boxes of food in. In South Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some new help today for learning disabled students in Texas who are struggling with online learning. They are now eligible for up to $1,500 in supplemental special education services thanks to $30 million from the Federal CARES Act. TEA Deputy Commissioner Matt Montano says the program will help connect Texas families with high-quality personalized services to help students.
This is all to try to help mitigate some of the learning loss that impacted students with significant cognitive disabilities due to COVID school closures.
Parents can use that money to select needed services from a list of providers vetted by the TEA. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden meet tonight for their last presidential debate. We will have full coverage starting at 8 p.m. on News Radio 1080 and in the radio.com app. And it's a break tonight for the World Series, which is tied at 1 after Tampa Bay's win last night. The series will resume tomorrow night in Arlington.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.